boys and girls, and welcome to Louisville's Best Podcast. Ah, so excited that you are joining us tonight on Tornado Day here in Louisville. Or as I like to call it, every other Friday, because that's what it feels like. John, how are you, buddy? It's just me and John tonight.
It is
two-man show.
It is Tornado Alley tonight.
Yeah.
We're in the tornado warning here in Jefferson County, which is something I always enjoy. If we have to cut the podcast early, or we have to just cut it, if it just stops, there's no natural stop tonight.
I will give you a tornado sound.
We will have Tim. That's because Tim has jumped up and ran on the front porch to see what he can see.
It's the Wilhelm
scream. Yeah.
If the podcast suddenly goes, yeah, then that was it.
However it is.
I was doing the goofy scream.
Mine was a little bit more salacious there. I don't know if that's exactly the Wilhelm scream or not.
Yeah.
It's kind of... I don't think that's a Wilhelm scream.
That is a little-known scream.
That's the salacious crumb scream. You know, though, I was glad to see them in The Mandalorian
the last two
weeks.
We're going to talk Star Wars tonight. I especially liked when the monkey lizard pointed out where the bad guys were.
The monkey lizard.
Anyways, but before we get there, John, it's spring break week. What exciting plans do you have for this upcoming week?
Well, let me see. Monday is set around in my pajama pants day.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, I got so sick at Christmas from eating bad chicken.
Yeah.
I had no Christmas break, and usually me and my mom go out and do some shopping for Christmas. So I called her today. I was like, hey, we didn't get to do that because I was too sick. So could we possibly do it on Tuesday this week or next week? So, yeah, I'm going out with my mom on Tuesday. We're going to do some running around.
Okay. Any particular store you're going to hit up?
I'm going to go to Academy. I got to get me some new Adidas jackets. And
you missed an incredible Academy sale around Christmas.
Yeah, I know. I didn't get out there.
I bought like 10 college random college shirts for like $6.
Yeah,
like a dry fit.
Yeah,
material.
I know. I saw you wear them.
Yeah, yeah.
You're sporting them. And then it depends on what the weather does the rest of the week, because I've got some stuff I need to do around the house. Got to get the siding. We got a side of the house that sets due north, so it gets molded up. Gets the mold all over it. So I got to get out there and fix that. And then I got some banana trees that I have to prep in the backyard.
I did mow my yard this week.
I haven't got to that yet. Now, my neighbor next door, now he's on it. He's already on it. Yeah. He was out there the other day, and he had on like fire engine red pants, fire engine red jacket. Mm. It was cold. He's out there cutting the grass. I was like, dude, man, what is up with you? I think he just does it because then he looks at me like all, excuse me.
He's better than you.
Well, yeah, he looks at me and he's like, you didn't cut your grass yet. And I was like,
walking out to do mine, and my neighbor had just finished his, and he just looked at me and he goes, and so it begins. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, buddy.
I've been thinking about buying like one of the electric, like battery-powered lawnmowers like Brian has.
Yeah.
Because Brian we went over there one day to get something. And of course, you know mine's like a gas powered. It's like it's like a B-52 bomber flying. And he's out of his like.
Zzz. Yeah, well, beautiful Brent has a battery-powered auto-feed trimmer. And it's like, it's no longer you have to worry about the line. You literally like set it like one thing in and you push a button and it's just like, bzzz.
Oh, see, I want one of those because I'm just like,
I need that. Like I spend more time feeding line into my trimmer than I actually do trimming.
I have a Ryobi one that's got the thick line on it, mm-hmm. but then
gotta have
somehow
the thick line,
I don't, yeah, I know. Thick line's the only way to go. If you don't have thick line.
I mean.
You could say something I'm not going to.
Thin line just doesn't get it done. I mean, because even with a thick line, it can be shorter.
I don't have to tell you after we're done what I was going to say. It almost slipped out. I'd had to cover that one up. It would have been bad. Family-friendly podcast.
When the cats are away, the mice will play.
Well, it's just you and me tonight.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, the mice.
That's the whole thing. Charlie's not here to keep us in line, and Brian has sickness in the family, so he's not.
Aaron is...
somewhere.
Gallivanting.
Maybe Brian is actually out storm chasing.
Maybe he's with Aaron. Maybe him and Aaron.
They didn't tell us.
They rendezvoused at a Bucky's.
We'll see, like on Facebook or something. We're like, hey, why do you, what? They're like, hey, man, when you snooze, you lose. When you snooze, you lose.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're, yeah, maybe they are. Maybe they're going somewhere
Brian,
together.
But Brian would be really well put together. Jordan's and everything. And Aaron's just like... Shirts on.
See, I wanted Brian here tonight so we could talk about the rise of the robot empire.
I know he got up close and personal with those robots.
Because I was really
Have you seen Brian since he's been back?
No,
he may be a robot.
What's wrong?
I don't know.
Oh, I mean, no, I thought you meant have you? I thought maybe he was like greetings.
No. I'm just saying he hasn't. We haven't seen him. We haven't seen his family. Suddenly, his family is sick.
I thought maybe
he is programming his family currently.
I thought maybe like you had met him for lunch or something. He was like,
Brian, did you see Brian? He had a red eye.
he was like the guy Men in Black when he gets the skin suit. I need sugar. I thought that's maybe what you were talking about.
But it was more like, I need to say hello.
Well, it was like, dude, where's your shoes? He was like, the robots took them. I was like, huh?
I've seen the shoes. Have you seen them?
No, I haven't.
I got a picture of them.
Oh, do you have the shoes? Yeah. I got to see the shoes.
Yeah, I know.
Because we were talking about them all about that. And I just didn't want to feel like I was left out of the conversation, so I didn't even see the shoes. Are they like special robot shoes? Or?
No. The shoes are special Nikes that his company made.
Oh, man.
And I just accidentally liked the picture, so he's going to randomly get a like.
Are they made out of like... oh, dude, fives.
No.
Thieves.
Oh, can we say his company?
Oh, well, I mean, we just did, so, I mean, it's all right, it's okay. Man, those are nice.
Yeah.
I bet you he's like all in, because he's a sneakerhead anyway.
He is a sneaker file.
He needs to get us some, size 8.5.
Size 8.5, John.
That's all I wear.
Those are baby feet.
My parents bound my feet.
My daughter has bigger feet than you.
My parents bound my feet when I was
don't
a kid.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
Why do you think I am?
Stop it. Anyways, let's change the topic. John and I... have been geeking out about The Mandalorian, Star Wars, Bad Batch, everything that is Star Wars. It's like, hook me up with an IV, and I'll watch it and live off of it. And there are some people that are, I've seen some articles like, The Mandalorian is finished. It's never going to be as good.
The one I saw and loved, it was like, Mandalorian loses 11 million viewers in 1 week. I was like, are there really 11 million people even signed up for Disney Plus? Yeah,
they're all watching Buzz Lightyear.
Well, I mean, they were all watching The Parent Trap from 1998 in my class today. So,
yeah, I personally have loved this season. Even the weird episode that everybody's like, this has nothing to do with anything.
I went crazy over that episode.
Yeah. Even my daughter was like, this was kind of boring. I'm like, no, this is storytelling.
There was nothing wrong with that episode. We can get into it
in a minute. So we're just going to talk about Mandalorian for a little bit because it's just John and I. So if you're not pro Mandalorian, this maybe ought to be the podcast for you.
Or you may want to listen to
maybe
it and hate it us.
Maybe we'll convert you.
Maybe we will.
We're proselytizing. Proselytizing. I don't know.
We're like two BBs in a can tonight. Yeah. We don't have the chill guys with us tonight. So it's just me and you. Let's be it.
We are just going to geek it out. So anyways, so my thing is, I want to talk about where Mandalorian's going first. We had the weird episode about cloning. And Aaron, my brother, and others kind of all had this mindset or thought that the Mandalorian, along with Ahsoka, was going to allow the creators to split off a different timeline. And they were basically going to erase the sequels and create this brand new timeline. But I think it's the opposite. I think Filoni and Favreau, or whatever, however you say Favreau, I think what they're doing is they're trying to actually make the sequels make sense. I think they're trying to set up how the sequels came to be. And I think they're doing that with the cloning. I think what they're doing right now is actually going to lead to Snoke. Or how the Emperor came back in episode 12 or whatever that one was, where it made no sense because he just made his announcement in Fortnite or whatever.
Okay, so...
go ahead.
I don't think if a plane falls out of the sky and hits the ground nose first at 400 miles an hour, you can't put it back together. I mean, there's not going to be enough parts left to put back together. And I don't, and I just don't think, I mean, I get what you're saying. And I mean, I think that's the kind of the road they're going down, but I don't think there's any redemption for it. I mean, I just, I have a hard time seeing how you're going to redeem that when the second one, and of course, truth be known, I have a poster of that on my wall, but it's in Korean. So it's okay. It's okay. You can't read it. I don't see how anything that you can do other than a full reboot and a oops, or sorry, that didn't really happen, can change anything on that.
Well, I don't think they're trying to make you like the sequels. I think they're just trying to make the sequels make a little more sense.
But what I'm saying is, can you? I mean, and that's the whole thing with it. I mean, I see where they're going with the cloning. I mean, that's going to be set up. He's not going to die. But here's my problem with that line of thought is, okay, because I guess we need to throw out in case somebody who's listening.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert.
Hang on. I got it as soon as I can find it.
It's good.
It's actual Death Star.
It's good. I like it. All right.
So,
but
you have been warned.
So, but all of that to say, I guess it's not really a problem. I guess in the end, I don't think they have to do that. Like, they shouldn't even really feel like they have to address the sequels. They could have just gone off in their own world, for lack of better words. But I think.
Well, but the problem with that is that you have so many continuity files out there who've got to have their continuity to everything's got to fit into this.
Right.
And that's what I said last night when we were talking about it on Facebook.
Yeah.
We were like, okay, well, the Mandalorians would never burp. They would only fart because in the first treatment of A New Hope.
Creed.
Yeah, it's not in their creed. And they'd only do it out of the left-hand side of their butt. So I'm not watching this anymore. And I'm going to make sure that nobody else watches it either. That's the type of people you got out there.
That's true.
So the thing about it is, for me, it's like, okay, they got to keep things within continuity. But then again, that same group of people are like, the sequels suck. The sequels suck. Okay, and they weren't great. I mean, I've sat down and watched them since then. And I mean, Force Awakens is, it's okay. Last Jedi is absolute trash.
I think this might be a hot take, John. I think The Last Jedi is better than Rise of Skywalker.
That would be a close. I can see where you're coming from.
I can't watch Rise of Skywalker.
Skywalker is. Now, Carla loves it. She thinks it's great. I can't watch it. I didn't like it the first time I saw it in theaters. Mm-mm. I don't like it. I don't really like it now. Of course, you know, it's like, what? You changed your mind. No, I didn't.
The thing about Rise of Skywalker, I know we're going on rabbit trails, but it is rabbit trails.
Well, it's all right. It's okay.
Is everything falls perfectly into place constantly. So, like, it's like, oh, we fell into a sand trap, but it's the same sand trap that the bounty hunter fell in.
And it just so
and
happens.
And I have his dagger that if you turn sideways and pull down and look randomly right at the right spot of the Death Star, you'll see that it's a secret passage to the Emperor's throne.
And we could have been eaten by the giant snake thing, but fortunately he was wounded and I have wound healing powers now, which have never been in any part of Star Wars until then.
Yeah.
Because Yoda definitely didn't put Luke's arm back on him.
Which again, Filoni and crew are trying to make it okay because Grogu has it. So
okay,
again, they're trying to make the sequels
okay, back to the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
So here's my thing. Here's my problem with what you just said about them setting up for the cloning. Because the only guy in the universe that seems to know what he's doing with cloning just got his brain scrambled by the weird Nazi chick when she came in there and turned up the knobs.
The Ant-Man girl. She's from Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but still, she...
I get it. But he did, like, basically tell her all the supplies that they need.
So do you think that she did that to get him out of the way and was or do you think, but see, to me it's like, okay, why don't you just take him with him? Because he didn't seem like he was
Well, if you go back and think about his previous episodes though, he was always kind of like a hesitant member of the Empire.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
And so I think he was just seen as a weak link, for lack of better words.
So what she needed, so it hasn't come out yet, but what she needed him to go onto the Death Star to get the stuff that was necessary because she didn't know what it was.
Yes.
And then she turned him over and she's going to take it and give it to whoever she's working for. That makes sense.
Right.
But I still think that, I'm still like, gosh.
So go way, way, way back to, I think, the first season of Mando, when they break into the facility and there's all those, like, blobs in the glass.
Yeah.
And, like, if you go a breakdown, like, one of them looks like Snoke. One of them actually looks like Darth Maul. They're different looking. So, like, they're obviously working on clones, which we know is... Palpatine was a clone in the final one, and Snoke, I think, was some kind of offspring clone or something. So I think that's what they're setting up.
But they're
up.
Also setting up, they're setting it up too in The Bad Batch.
They are.
Because
they're setting
they're
up the original
cloning in that as well.
Yeah.
So they're pushing a cloning agenda.
They are.
Which is really weird that they would do that considering that the Emperor had Kamino destroyed. It's so weird that the way that they're kind of...
Well, I think he just wanted it all for himself.
Yeah, but it seems like you wanted the people that knew what they were doing to just continue. Because they didn't seem to... seemed to be a little bit...
That's true.
But then again...
I mean, this, you're talking about the Emperor that keeps making redundant systems or whatever that just blow up.
There are no redundant systems.
No redundant systems.
There's no redundant systems. Yeah.
So, I mean...
Let's put this here...
Let's put a kill switch.
Satellite dish on top of this thing. Emperor, don't you believe that we should put one, like, on every Star Destroyer? No.
No.
It will not be necessary. Okay, yeah, fine.
I mean, and then, of course, in Rise of Skywalker, they flipped it to go to another ship, and the good guys found
it. They just happened immediately to be on that ship. Yes, that's
right. It just came to this ship!
And there was a breathable... atmosphere within that vacuum of space.
And there was a space horse or something. I don't know.
Anyway, back to the Mandalorian. We're beanies tonight.
Yeah, but anyways, that's what I think's happening. I think they're just trying. But see, the thing of it is where are the Mandalorians going to fit into this?
See, and that's the exciting part, though, because if you watched that last episode,
it looks like a Mandalorian,
the Veskar or something or another. Yeah. And, oh, there was something else that came out on that I saw today. I saw the video on it. Now, you can take or leave whatever you want.
Yeah.
But when they pan around, they show an arm.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that was Cara Dune's arm. So that's how they wrote her out.
Ooh, because there was go back and watch
that. There's a, you see it when it was really cool that the R2 unit had a robot drone that went in. Because I was like, okay, R2 never had that.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, of course.
I love the droids that they've been using.
The droids are amazing. Well, but here's my thing that I'm not liking, and I'm not, and it has nothing to do with the show itself, but it's the absolute vehement way that people are acting about these Star Wars shows. let's say it. Boba Fett was not the best thing that ever put out, but overall, I think Boba Fett would have been better served if it had been Bounty of the Week.
Sure,
to where he had just gone back out and. Okay, let's just what I think would have been cool, but Filoni never called me, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Is if he had come back onto the scene like that, and then the New Republic had shown up, and they'd been like, "Look, we know who you are, we know what you can do, and we have this we need you to do. We need you to go out
down the list.
We need you to go out and pick up these." And they had the playing cards because in Aftermath series, I talked about this here today on that, that they use Sabacc cards with Imperial agents on them to go, you know, sort of like the United States did when they were looking for terrorists.
Sure.
And then it could have been him
with
another group of bounty hunters,
right?
Or a Cara Dune type drop soldiers and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, like maybe he's leading a drop soldier.
And then there's but they run into the same grand conspiracy that we're seeing going on in The Mandalorian right now. Instead of making him the dookie of whatever it was.
What was that title they kept?
I don't even know. Now.
It's an Asian title.
I just called him the dookie.
Oh, gosh.
The dookie of Tatooine.
Oh, I can't think of it.
Anyway.
Anyways.
But, okay, that would have been better served. That show was not that great.
Daimyo,
yeah.
The Daimyo.
I knew it had a D in it.
So. Oh, yeah. But, anyways, yeah.
Okay, but you had that, and it wasn't great, but okay, but it's still a Star Wars show, and it was pretty decent. It had some really good cameos in it. The characters that they had come and go, there's some people I'd like to have seen. Mandalorian season 1, 2, and 3 have been great.
Andor was amazing.
Andor was off the chart good. I mean, no. And I don't even know how to explain why, because it was slow.
It started off and you're just like, wow.
But yeah, but it turned out to be like an absolutely amazing show, and I can't wait for season 2 on that.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan was great.
Was.
I know it's a hot take for a lot of people out there, but it was great because I don't understand why people got to come around here and pee on everything all of a sudden. It just doesn't make, I mean, it just doesn't make, okay, because, well, that's not Star Wars. Okay, explain to me what Star Wars is, because right. nobody can tell you what that means. It's right. not Star Wars. And so my problem with it is I think you should just enjoy what you got. Enjoy it. Enjoy every piece of it. Oh, it's too woke.
That's my thing.
I don't get that.
I just want to enjoy it, yeah. man.
I don't get the whole idea that it's too woke. Where is this wokeness that we're supposed to be seeing in these shows?
I don't know.
Because they have strong female characters, because they have strong minority characters. Star Wars has always had those things in it. You go back to 1980, you got Lando Calrissian in there. That's a strong minority character.
Leia was a strong centralized character.
From the very first movie, from the very first scene of the very first movie.
Right.
She's shooting stormtroopers. Okay, so that's not the, I don't understand that problem that people were having with these.
Yeah,
with
I don't
these
know either.
But you get into Mandalorian season 1 and 2. Okay, they were excellent. Yeah. But you get into season 3, and I think the thing about it, what they're trying to do, and what people are just like, no, I want more Mando, is they're trying to expand the universe through the show, and not everything has to revolve around him because you got all these other characters that need to be in the central plot.
I love what they're doing with Bo-Katan.
Oh, Bo-Katan's amazing in it.
It's so good.
And that what they did this week where she come out and she's
planting
like,
the seed.
You don't have your helmet.
Yeah.
And she was like, she has
traveled on both sides or whatever.
So I like how the grand cult leader,
the armor,
can just change things as she goes, and this everybody's like, "This is the way." Okay,
yeah, this is the way.
And it's been great. I mean, okay, now grant you, I thought that bringing the giant lizard chickens back was stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow,
but that is so Star Wars.
Well, but the problem you have with it is, it's a clash of style, because in that one, it's like, oh, come on, come on. And they're bringing these little birds on. And then the next episode, they land and she shoots a guy in the head. I mean, instantaneously, there's a Mandalorian. The guy falls down. She shoots him. And then she double taps him. Yeah. It's like, okay, so you didn't have any problem. You wanted to save the chickens, but the prune face guy.
Well, the prune face guy deserved it.
Okay, well.
Anyways.
What do you think about the pirates?
I'm fine with them. Here's my thing.
Why didn't they have... what's his name in there?
Oh, Hondo.
Yeah. Where's Hondo?
He's more anti-hero.
But you know he's got to show up.
He's got to show up.
Okay, they've introduced pirates now. He's got to be there somewhere.
I love Hondo. Here's the pirates' motives, et cetera, aside. I love that for the most part, they have gone back to practical effects.
Yeah, exactly.
I am so glad that we're not watching computerized slug droids that are handing out Jell-O packets to people for food. And instead, we're actually like, I don't care that the guy looks like a terrible Moss villain from Fraggle Rock.
But he doesn't. The main pirate. I'm not talking about that mossy thing. I'm talking about the guy who was like on the scene. That ran away at the end of the episode. Those look good.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't like the Moss thing, and that was a personal thing because I was hoping to see. I thought Hondo. They were going to bring Hondo in.
But I don't care. Like, it's fine because like, it's original Star Wars feeling. It's like you're in the cantina bar with Walrus Face and Hammerhead and all those goofy ones, you know. So I think it's great. The thought I was having the other day as I was watching the prequels as they were on is part of me wishes they would remake the prequels and just make same with the sequels, but just remake them. And it could almost be the same cast, but just better acting or dialogues.
I never had any problem with the story at all.
No,
the stories are good.
Mm-mm.
But the acting in Attack of the Clones so bad.
Yeah.
And some of that's because of, and it's George Lucas's directing style. If you'd had some real directors, and I don't know why he didn't swallow his pride and have somebody real come in and do those,
because,
those movies.
Because like, Natalie Portman is a great actress and Ewan McGregor is such a good actor.
Okay, look at Hayden Christian in Obi-Wan as Darth Vader when you had somebody who could really direct him. Because that scene at the end where
half face
is absolutely the most brutal scene I've ever seen. And you felt, I mean, okay, I know it's Darth Vader, but you felt bad for him because the way he's delivering the line, he's like, you didn't kill Anakin Skywalker. Right. I did.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, you could see it. And he could act that out.
Right.
And even the scenes where they're fighting with the swords was, you know, when they were supposed to be back, which was kind of hokey because you could tell that, okay, they didn't de-age Hayden Christian very well in that.
No.
But that scene was even well done.
Yeah.
Okay, and you cannot beat this last episode when, what was his name? I can't remember the name of the Jedi that saved Goku.
It was Jar Jar.
Jedi Jar Jar, yeah. I can't remember his name.
Caldarius or something like that, Caldarin.
But those scenes of Order 66 in the Jedi Temple, and I'm talking about the ones that were in Obi-Wan and the ones that you've seen in Mandalorian are absolutely awesome scenes.
If you made a mini-series that is just Order 66 occurring,
it
would be so good.
The only thing that would have made that scene better is when he was fighting them. And like the door opens up at the far end of the hallway, and you just see that light.
The red light.
Anakin's. Well, it wouldn't have been Darth Vader then.
That's true.
But just have had, you know, so he would have known he himself would have known what's going on, but not outside, but not, you know, neither here nor there on that.
You know, I say all that, and we poop on the prequels sometimes, but really on the sequels, and you've made your feelings about Jar Jar known. I was talking at the Maynard Mansion the other day about how that was like a redemption moment for the Jar Jar actor.
Yeah.
And how he thought about committing suicide and all kinds of stuff because of the hatred. And Kinsey sitting there and she goes, why? Jar Jar's great. And it's like, I forget, Jar Jar wasn't for me, you know, and like it was meant to appeal. And as much as I don't like how Poe and Rey and all of them kind of ended up with the storylines, I know that they weren't really for me either.
Yeah.
They were for that younger generation who dig them and think highly of them, you know?
Well, I think that with Andor and Obi-Wan and Mandalorian, I heard somebody I was listening to a YouTube video today, and the guy on there was like, okay, these are the adult Star Wars we've always wanted. It's like, okay, because the movies are for the kids. You know, you have all these different things. But Andor is a very adult-driven show.
Yeah.
Mandalorian, I mean, it got Grogu in it. I don't know. But overall, it's for our generation of people.
Sure.
And I think I go back, one thing that I go back to, and me and Carla have talked about this a lot, about the way people treat it nowadays, is that all these people that are pooping on it so bad, it's like, oh, Mandalorian sucks. Ha ha. I'm glad it lost a million viewers last week. Why would you want it to lose viewers? Because you're not going to have, you won't have it.
No.
And like for us, here I am 48, be 49 next week, is we had, and I keep going back to this, we had the original trilogy and you had some like
Ewok
droid
movies.
Adventure Hour.
Yeah.
And you had a couple of these lame Ewok movies, which you think are like right up there with Citizen Kane. and that was it.
Yeah.
And so we take anything you can get because we are the yelling clouds type thing. But we're that original generation who, if it wasn't for what we went and saw and what we listened to and what we played with.
Yeah.
Then nobody would have there wouldn't be nothing for anybody else to sit here and scream about.
The crazy thing to think about is think back to how hyped and excited we were for episode one when it came out.
Oh my goodness.
We were so excited that we were finally getting a Star Wars movie.
Yes. Nobody can understand that hype.
No.
I worked with a guy and he named his kid Anakin.
Oh, there were so many people naming their kids Anakin.
His name was Anakin Sky.
Yeah.
And they, I mean, they were like, oh, but I can remember me and Charlie were in a Staples. He was buying something. They had some computers sitting there and they were playing the trailer on a loop.
Yeah.
And we just stood there. I don't know how many times we stood there and watched that trailer. Yeah. I was like, oh, what's that? That's amazing. That looks great. Oh, Darth Maul.
The double blade?
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
Did they show? Yeah, they did show the double blade in the trailer.
Because it was
like
poop your pants moment. Yeah. Like,
and then when it came out, I was like, yeah, I liked it. I mean, I liked episode one when it came out.
Yeah.
Episode, and I'm, unlike your brother who hates Attack of Clones, I'm an Attack of the Clones fan.
Right.
I mean, I like it. And I wasn't as big a fan of Revenge of the Sith until lately. And this is where, you know, we kind of come in conflict. Well, once you dislike something, you can't like it or can't like it. And I know I have a hardcore recency bias on things.
Yeah.
But you watch them now and you watch them with kind of a nostalgic.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Because the sequels are just, oh, gosh. Force Awakens is not that bad. But then you have a group of people like Filoni, and you got Favreau coming in there, and these directors are bringing in, and they all are Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
And they give you something that is as good as what it is. I mean, okay, Mandalorian is top-notch Star Wars stuff.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm excited for Skeleton Crew with Jude Law.
Yeah, I haven't seen enough about that to get excited.
Jude Law, and, you know, I always like a crew together, like Firefly-esque.
I still think they got to put a crew together with a Tusken Raider, a Jawa.
And an Ewok. I was thinking about it the other day. If you basically took...
A Trillian and a
If
and
you
a
basically took the plot of Firefly and put it in Star Wars, so basically a ragtag crew is unbeknownst escorting a Jedi kid that during... you know, the Order 66 downfall, and you have the strong heroic leader captain type like Malcolm Reynolds, and then you basically give him like a scruffy patch-eyed Ewok as his co-pilot, and that is like the enforcer though, and like two or three other characters, and you can basically take Firefly and make it work with Star Wars.
Yeah, and you could run in, and then you could throw in some, you can run into Bosk.
Yeah.
You know, because it's all about them trying to find this one.
Which is just like Firefly. Basically, they're picking up jobs here and there, like a ragtag crew, similar to Rebels.
Yeah.
Which Rebels, kind of, if you think about it, is a little Firefly-esque.
I would love to see Rebels brought to live action.
Oh my gosh, Zeb looks so good. We didn't even talk about that.
No, but we can right now.
Zeb?
Yes.
Was so...
And you could tell with that,
that
they went all in on that CGI. That was some of the best... Okay,
It didn't look CGI.
No, that was a labor of love on somebody's part. I think Filoni's like, if you don't get anything right, you don't get them tree monkeys right, okay, we're good. They're just going to point and show the Mandalorians ready to go, but you got to get Zed right. I mean, because that was...
You can skimp some money on the Moss Pirate.
Yeah.
And put it on Zed.
Because... The funny thing about it is online, since we're talking about reacting online, is like everybody online's like, oh, boop, it's Zed.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's amazing. Yeah. He's great. But I hate that show. It's worthless. I'm going to burn it the rest down.
Ah.
I wish the Mandalorians would die. And it's, you know, it's, but the Zed. Okay. I mean, I was more of a Clone Wars fan than I was a Rebels fan. I liked Rebels, but I already told you it was more kid oriented. Mm-hmm. And I like Clone Wars because they're getting blown to pieces and all that type of stuff. And on Rebels, it's like, oh, we got Force Wolves, which is all right. I mean, but
they have Force Wells too, which we saw.
That's all foreshadowing, baby. That's all foreshadowing for Ahsoka. Which I can't wait to see too. But everybody's all right. Ahsoka's going to be stupid. I was like, no, it's not.
Shut your mouth.
But Zed, he walked up because I stay away from the spoilers.
I do too.
And he walked up, and I was like, Carlos sitting there. I was like, oh, it's crap. What's his name? I was like, Zed.
Well,
Zed.
I thought it was like, okay, that's not Zeb. That's just another one. Because at the end of Rebels, he goes back to like their new planet.
Yeah.
But no, it's in the credits.
And
it's,
him.
It's him. It's his voice. It's everything.
And him being in that New Republic fighter.
I
was like, oh my gosh, what is he? What's he fly? I mean, that's what I was like. What's he fly? It can't be an X-Wing.
Well, that's a B-Wing outfit, isn't it?
Was it? It was the blue B-Wing. Remember. It would have to be because.
I think it's the blues. No, not the B. I think it might be an A-Wing.
But the thing that was cool about it was because you had the X-Wing bowling pilot there, and you had other people around it. It actually showed just how big this being was supposed to be.
He was massive.
Gosh, they got to bring him back and do something else with that. They can't just have that be a one-off.
Yeah.
It's got to be something.
Ahsoka's got to pick him up. Hey, come ride with us.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about, I wish they hadn't killed, what's his name in Rebels?
Kanan.
But he maybe come back in a flashback.
Man, I know we probably need to cut it here in a second.
This has been fun to talk about.
The episode of Rebels where Kanan dies is one of the best Star Wars period episodes.
Yeah.
Because he knows he's going to die. He's going through it, and he's like finally realizing his love for Hera, and everything's holding back. And then when that thing explodes and he's holding the fire, and he force pushes her, and you see his vision come back just briefly. And it's just like that loving moment, and he pushes them away, and but man, it's good.
Yeah,
that was the thing about Rebels. Rebels could be hokey as could be, and then it would just like rip your heart.
It's like the last two seasons of it were like more adult oriented, and it got better. And I didn't mind, and it wasn't like I was like, oh, like all the world between worlds. I liked all that. That's fine. I like the mystical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It just at the beginning, it was kind of like, okay, we never show a stormtrooper get killed. You know,
And then, of course, last season, they're just blowing everybody up.
Well, like, that's what I was kind of like with Bad Batch this season. I was like, why are they just stunning everybody?
Last episode, they were murdering folks.
Then when they flipped to where it was non-clone stormtroopers, they're just like sticking guns up into their bucket helmets and shooting them and stuff. And it's like, okay, well, they didn't want to kill their brothers. I get it now. It's like, oh, this is hokey.
Kinsey is so mad at Saul Guerrera. She's always hated his guts in every episode he's ever in.
But cool seeing him.
Yeah, but she blames him for tech stuff. She hates it. She hates.
Does she think Saul Guerrera really cares?
He already said at the beginning, like, I'm going to sacrifice some people. You either get off or.
People hate that character, but I love Saul Guerrera.
He's a good character.
I do that to the cat all the time, though. I know, dumb. Send it to the bottom of the stairs. I'm like, come, come. We have miles. We have a long way to travel.
It's a good forest. It's a really good forest there. Make your eyes stay still. Come. Come
save the dream. You would rather you would see the flag of the Empire flying over the whole galaxy. Well, it's okay if you never look up. It's like, yep, there you go.
Well, this has been John and I geeking out for 30 plus minutes. So if you're actually listening, thanks so much. We're so excited. Maybe next time we record, we'll have some more friends, or maybe it'll just be John and I, and
I think we pulled it off.
We'll just geek out about the Mummy.
Brendan Fraser.
But anyways, wherever you listen to podcasts, check us out. We're hoping for a video revival soon.
We're working on it. We're working on it
just so you can see our feet. But until next time, I'm sorry, Brent. John, there's no other people to go outros. John,
sorry.
Do your Forrest Whitaker.
Come, come. We have another podcast to do.
That's stupid.